Let's see. You know what's not acceptable, Chris? When your team is going back and forth, winning to losing, tying it up in overtime, and then you end up losing in anyway. The Bills fans are out, and Tom Brady is out. So, my team was out a long time ago, so I don't care about any of this anymore. But you don't stand on chairs and on top of the bar when you think your team is about to win, and then you lose. It's just something you don't do. That's something you stand on the bar after you win.
You just let them stand on the bar while they're standing up. They just go give us a rope.
No.
So when the team loses, they have the next move ready.
Oh my God. No. But ladies and gentlemen, it's playoff season, and Pat Mahomes might do it again. If Brady is gone, Aaron Rodgers is gone. The Rams and the Bengals are the only things in their way.
Oh man.
And the 49ers? Yeah. Yeah, the 49ers, Rams, yeah, the Chiefs, and the Bengals. Yeah.
Man, see, I don't follow football anymore that much.
Yeah, I have no choice.
I saw the unlimited memes about the Cowboys. Oh, last
my
week, and I was like, hey,
look. The Cowboys have a decent, normal season. But as soon as they get to the playoffs,
that like their calling card, though?
Oh, yeah. Along with the Pats.
They always do really good during the season, but
as soon as they get into the playoff time, it's just like, oh, and you know what? I don't know the football. What that?
who that? Who
the football? We playing for Argentina? No, wrong football.
Oh man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Problems at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris, and cue the band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power for the day?
I like leaving the pause in there now.
Morty, what's your power?
I thought they got banned for the show.
Oh, along with the Flash and CGI Rock, but yeah, anyway.
My power for the day, I'm going to go with Marvel's The Hood. Not to be confused with the Red Hood.
Marvel's The Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a mystical kind of anti-hero.
Moon Knight?
Not exactly. He carries guns and
so
he has a hood, and then he transforms into a monster, and he can be invisible at times. But yeah, just all around.
So Danny Phantom.
Yeah, like a grown-up Danny Phantom. Yeah, we can go with that.
All right. And why?
Oh, of course, the why.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just because I've been playing him in my game a lot lately.
Oh.
And yeah, just really digging his power set.
Okay.
He can put hexes on people and all that kind of stuff. It's really, yeah.
So, Guillotine. Cool.
Like, I don't know. He's his own character. He has like a lot of here and there. And yeah, really cool stuff.
All right.
Yeah. What's your power for today, Roscoe?
I am Iceman. The X-Men's Iceman.
Uh-oh. Ultimate Iceman or?
I don't know. Look, I got called into work during all this snow. And to get back home, I have to go around a roundabout. And so, cue Tokyo Drift theme here. As soon as I started the turn, I started drifting. And I got through it, and I was like, damn, I'm the Iceman. But yeah, that being said, the last few things of snow that we've had, I've had to drive every time that we've had snow. So yeah, thank goodness for four-wheel drives.
Oh, man. Yep. I know I was driving my Kia, and I just found out that that's front-wheel drive.
Oh, front-wheel drive is good for the snow.
Yeah, well, one of my front wheels wasn't getting any traction. The other one was.
Oh. And
so what I ended up having to do to get unstuck, I was in a parking lot, a gravel parking lot with ice and snow.
Gross.
And so I opened the driver's door and put my foot on the ground and kind of like bounced the car and then punched the gas like when the wheel hit the ground to get traction so I could get out.
Oh, man. That's wild.
Yeah. And it's been running funny ever since. So I don't know what I did.
Time to get that checked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. So, Chris.
Roscoe. What we got on agenda today?
A lot. So, new episode of Boba Fett. Yeah. Boba Tea. I haven't had Boba Tea in a long time. Anyway, Boba Fett.
Yes.
The Morphin Time Power Rangers chase through the street with the multiple colored bikes. That was the lamest high speed chase I've ever seen in my damn life.
My only, like, I like Boba Fett a lot, but that is one of my only quarrels with it, is how they're trying to bring a younger generation crowd into some of the scenes.
Like, right.
I'm just really like, weird looking people that really weren't part of the scene in the original Star Wars.
No,
movies.
Not at all.
So they're like, they're kind of out of nowhere. It's like a left.
I mean,
turn.
Maybe this is like comic book stuff and they're trying to like bring it into everything, but I'm just like, you don't need this. You just need Boba Fett and Black Krrsatan. just killing people. Like, earning their territory back. Like
Ripping arms off.
Feeding people to the Sarlacc. Not the Sarlacc.
Snarlax.
Oh, my God. What the hell? The pit. Yeah. Feeding people to that thing that he imprinted on. His new pet.
Is that how you get it to work for you? Because I was wondering
that.
Yeah,
he imprinted it on it.
Oh, okay.
Imprinted it. Imprinted.
Imprinted.
Yeah, yeah.
But so anyway, he twilighted him.
Yeah, he twilighted him. God, he should have died right there. You imprinted on my baby? That would have been it. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, that was cool to see. And then the mayor's gone missing, working with people from his past that he, you know, the people he stole the water from. The mayor is, like, working with them now, apparently, because, like, oh, the mayor isn't here. I don't know what to tell you. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that mayor, I felt like he was going to be short-lived. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
Why? Why do you keep trying Boba Fett? Do you not know who he is?
Yeah, like, clearly not. But then, you know, I hope to see the team up between him and the Dark Wookiee.
Santa.
Oh.
Well, at the end of the last episode, didn't he went to him and was like, look like he could use a job.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Look like we're going to see him.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to see them, like, in action together. Like, there's not a lot of, like, good action so far.
Yeah, it is very Blade Runner-ish right now.
Right. Like, the only, like, some action we're getting is, like, the what we get when he was, the flashbacks. The Green
the
Arrow.
The story of how he got to the throne.
Yeah, the Green Arrow flashbacks, you know.
Yeah. You know how I feel about too many flashbacks. Like, they are doing it in a creative way. Like, because whenever he's in the bathroom tank, isn't that what it's called?
The bath tank, yeah.
Yeah, when he's in there, it's like that's what goes on in his head.
Right.
So you're getting a psychological flashback of what he's been through. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's catching up. Just like Green Arrow did.
Yeah, flashbacks to catch up. Real time.
That happened last week.
Good gracious. But I do like how they covered that and how he survived the pit. Yeah. And they even went over it in the last episode, his armor. Because you know that armor that they have is like some of the strongest metals. So that's how he survived inside of there.
Yeah.
When everybody else is dying, even that stormtrooper was in there dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's how he made it, was because of his armor. But I still didn't. Did they show when he got his armor back, or did I just miss that somehow?
So he got his armor back from Mando. Remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. He was the mysterious stranger following Mando around, and he got his armor back. So that's what it was. Because Mando took it from some other guy that had it, and then Boba got it from Mando. Okay.
Got it.
That being said, Mandalorian is just... Boba Fett is moving way too slow for me. Way too slow. I'm just like, I mean, I understand you have the, you know, you're 6-7 episodes in. I understand you got to build the story. But Mando had, like, found Baby Yoda, killed the rhino, killed a dragon at this point in the show.
I think the reason they do it like that, though, like, because when Mandalorian started, nobody knew who he was. You know what I mean? So they had to build a hype around him. But Boba Fett, you have seen him in the movie kill Jedi, kill all kinds of monsters. Like he's earned his badges. He's earned it. So now they want to give that slow burn. Who is he? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't care who
he is. From that kid who watched his father get his head cut off by Obi-Wan. No. By
Samuel.
Yeah, Sam Jackson.
I don't care who he is. I just want to see him fuck up some shit. Like, damn. Right. He's one of the elite bounty hunters. And every time he gets into a fight, he gets his ass kicked. I'm tired of it. Like, do something.
I know what he's going to do. He's coming after Han Solo and Luke for that incident that put him in the worm in the first place.
Yeah, that hasn't happened at this point, right?
No, he has to come for them. If he doesn't, he gets no respect for me. If that doesn't happen by the season finale, like,
now will we see Indiana Jones show up in what, Henry Ford?
Nah, who is the guy that played him in what was the name of the movie? The Han Solo movie. Was it Solo?
Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
No, Childish Gambino played Mando? Not Mando. Oh my god. The black dude. Damn.
He's talking about
Lando? Lando! There we go.
Carissian, yeah.
Yeah, Charles Gambino played Lando. And he's also pitted to play Prowler in the next Spider-Man movie. But more about that later, possibly.
Alden Ehrenreich?
Oh, he played Han Solo?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched Solo yet.
You haven't watched Solo?
Yeah, I haven't watched Solo yet. Like, I decided, so I, like I said, I watched The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings in order like a month ago, and now I'm ready for another movie binge, so I'm about
wait a minute, so you watched them in order a month ago, you just finished yesterday, go ahead. Those are long ass movies. I don't think I could commit to watching all of those in a row.
Oh, the Hobbits and then Lord of the Rings?
That's a full-time job.
I had to pause. I had to pause and go do something else every now and then. But, I rewind like 5 minutes and like go back to it, whatever. But, it took a while. But now I'm ready to just sit down, go to the Star Wars section of Disney Plus, and just start it. And I was like, oh, okay, 1, 2, 3, Solo, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I was like, damn.
Yeah. And I mean, I want to do the same thing with Marvel, but for some reason, I keep going back to Civil War.
I love that movie. I mean, that was really the turning point, really, if all things considered. Like, we got Spider-Man, we got Ant-Man being in the bigger role. We got Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know,
it showed Wanda come out of it, showed her power level.
Yeah, yeah.
It showed how strong Vision was, and Wanda was way stronger than him even.
A little bit. Yeah. So that was the real turning point for the MCU, really.
It showed that the Winter Soldier can show restraint, apparently.
Not against Spider-Man. He tried to punch Spider-Man and got blocked. You have a metal arm? That's
so cool. One of my favorite parts of the movie, too, it is like, it's like, oh, those wings are carbon fiber? They would have explained it really. It's like, it's usually not this much talking in the fight. Okay, sorry. It showed how irresponsible Iron Man can be.
Yeah, like this kid is a nuke among men. Like,
good gracious. Like,
I mean, super soldier serum here, a little bit of, you know, power stone, mind stone here, some U.S. Air Force with wings here, and then, you know, a person that could lift up a train if he wanted to.
Like, yeah, you know? Catches like a 60-mile-an-hour car.
You're right. Like, Like, dang, like, this is a teenager.
But yeah, speaking of which, though, did you notice that Agent May from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she's Boba Fett's partner.
I thought you said Aunt May, and I was about to say.
Agent May. Agent May. Oh, also known as the Calvary in the show, if you ever watched the show. Nope. It started off really good and went downhill really fast for me. But
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in general?
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah.
That's what I heard. Like, I mean, as far as I knew, like, it wasn't canon, so I didn't even bother.
I thought it was, though. So, like, after Loki attacked and he killed Agent Coulson.
Right.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picks up with Agent Coulson not really being dead, and S.H.I.E.L.D. uses some secret technology to revive him. And now he works in the shadows for S.H.I.E.L.D., and he builds his own team.
Now
and so it's going off of that, and then everybody had to forget he existed. Remember they talked about the violinist in the movie? There's even a scene in the show where he visits and watches the violinist from the crowd, but he hides. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Then Lady Sif, the same actor that played her in Thor, shows up to help them in one of their episodes. Like, there's a lot of crossovers. They cross over with the Kree a lot, and they're dealing with them a lot. Like, it's a lot of stuff. Even Nick Fury was in the first episode, and you never see him again. It was a lot. And then what was it? I want to say season 2 finale. They were looking for Hydra. Mm-hmm. And they found him, and then Coulson reported that the Fury, he was like, all right, send in the Avengers.
The Fury?
And that first scene when they're in the snow fighting the soldiers and they find the base at the beginning of Age of Ultron, like, it fed right into that. Like,
okay.
So, like, for a long time, it was canon, and then they went to space and did time travel, and it was no longer canon. Like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Now, once time travel gets involved, nothing matters anymore.
I think the Flash showed up at some point. Like,
no. Rick and Morty pops up. The 12th Doctor shows up. Booster Gold shows up. Who else time travels?
But I guess he was altered dimension, but Captain Cole shows up.
Captain Cole. No! Let that man die.
Legends of Tomorrow cast show up.
Captain Cole has been brought back so many damn times. He died in Legends of Tomorrow, and they got brought back again. I'm like, yo, can y'all just let this man die?
Let him be at peace.
Damn. That being said, I guess they love the actor so much that they were just
he had a lot of charisma.
Yeah.
He carried a lot of the episodes.
Like, seeing him in The Wire and then seeing him play Captain Cold, he's just like, that man got range. A lot of people forget, like, he was in The Wire. The Wire is the greatest thing since The Wire. Yeah, he was in The Wire. He was one of the brothers. Season 2, yes. That being said, I've never seen The Wire. I just know a lot about that actor.
I was going to go over it. I was like, I've never seen The Wire, so I can't check you on that.
Nope.
I'm catching up on all my shows now.
I was too busy watching Breaking Bad to watch The Wire.
Yes.
Walter. I want to see, who would Walter White play in the MCU?
Oh, man.
Or DCU, I don't care. Like, who are Walter White?
Ooh, I want to see him come in as, I think his name is The Leader. He's like one of those super genius villains. Yeah, and his thing is he would always bring other villains together.
Yo,
I
Mr.
think he
White.
Was in charge of the Hive or something like that. It's like a almost like Hydra kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I want to see him play Professor Xavier.
Why?
Huh? Why?
I want to see him be a good guy.
Is Professor X really a good guy, Chris? Is he really
The argument could be made. But
letting all these powerful mutants just taming their power for his
own
personal
use. Yeah, he does just nuclear weapons on a regular basis, Caesar. But he does it for the greater good, okay?
Greater good of who? His own agenda, Chris? Mutants should be free. I see what side you were on. You were Team Iron Man, weren't you?
I'm Team Magneto.
I'm Team Magneto, so why are you fighting me on this? Let them mutants be free. Damn.
Magneto does not want freedom for mutants. He wants superiority.
I mean, after seeing what happened to his parents, I would want that too. But anyway, I'm not talking about that.
Oh. It always...
Edit. Okay, that's fine. I mean, look, all that stuff. When Kevin Bacon shot his mom in front of him just so he could see his mutant powers, like, I'm like, oh, okay. Rage and sadness.
That's and then like, Kevin Bacon took a whole planet of people with foots up there.
Loose, get loose. Take off your Sunday shoes. Like, all right, back to killing mutants. Yeah, because I watched X-Men First Class the other day, and I was like, I forgot Kevin Bacon was in this movie. Where are the giant worms?
Oh, man.
They replaced the giant worms with sentinels. That's what it was. Yeah.
But yeah, back to Boba Fett.
Damn!
Yeah, that's what we were. It's still Disney, so it counts.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Bacon was in a Star Wars movie somewhere.
But so far, what are you thinking? You going more Mandalorian or Boba Fett?
I'm going Mandalorian.
Really?
Yes! The Chicken Man from Breaking Bad is in it. You have something I want.
Oh, yeah, with the black saber.
The black saber. Any series that he is involved in, he was in Breaking Bad. Any series that man is involved in, he's in The Boys. He's always an issue in any series he's in.
So you're going to say that Mandalorian is better? You banking it off a side character?
Yes.
Whatever. Let Boba Fett see him. That saber would be Bubba's by the end of the fight.
No. Mando can take Boba Fett in a one-on-one fight. I don't care. Let all weapons involved. You know what? Leave out the black.
All weapons involved?
Leave out the dark saber. Leave out the dark saber. I don't care. All weapons involved, Mando has Boba.
Let's have a moment of realness, okay? Go back and watch that scene when Boba Fett got kicked into the worm. That was dumb luck accident. He is a problem. They were not winning that fight, really. Get out of here. And they had the legendary Luke Skywalker on their side. Get out of here.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, look.
It's definitely Mando, a battle because at the end of the day, they got the same armor.
I mean,
you got to break that armor down.
He's old as hell now.
Exactly. And in the Star Wars universe, older equals more power.
Okay.
Look at the Emperor. He's been there since the beginning, and he was there at the end. And he was always a problem.
I mean, getting cut in half at the end, sure, but, you know, whatever. Or was that Snoke? Or was that him
that
and
was,
Snoke?
Yeah,
the Emperor got
Snoke.
Thrown off. The Emperor got thrown down a pipe.
And survived. He came back in the last movie, and Rey and Kylo Ren had to fight him. Almost forgot Kylo.
Oh, my God. Well, so was Snoke was a puppet the entire time.
More
like,
or less.
My thing was, I was like, they could have ended this with Snoke.
The way
they didn't need to bring the Emperor back.
Was Snoke like, because you saw how the Emperor was like, he had clones of himself since he came back.
Oh,
was Snoke
so he was
like one
of
the failed clones? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like.
Damn. See, none of this would have happened if Anakin didn't, you know, slice off Samuel Jackson's hands and toss him out of a window.
Yeah, I don't know.
That whole thing could have been different.
It could have went. Yeah, it could have went all the way left. Because, like, if you know the Star Wars lore and the sabers, that the reason why Sam had the purple saber
because
he used
George
the light
Lucas
and the
it?
Dark.
Oh.
No, like, all the saber colors mean something.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I think the green one, of course, was hope. The blue one, I forget what that
oh,
was.
Oh, the Green Lantern Corps. Gotcha.
More or less, yeah. But, like, the more you use, because you learn it on the Force Unleashed, really.
Yeah.
But the more you use the dark or the light side, that's, like, your saber color.
Mm.
And so with him having a purple, he did use, they didn't show it in the movies, but he uses the dark side a lot. So him killing the Emperor might have pushed him over the edge. Could have been.
That could have been Samuel's, gonna join the dark side now.
Yeah.
Anakin, let's go. Yo, yeah. General Grievous, chef bot. His arm started spinning. I was like, wait a damn minute.
They repurposed General Grievous. That's messed up.
Wait, Mom, I want General Grievous. We got General Grievous at home. That.
I was like, what the hell is this?
That was just funny to me. I was like, wait, are they trying? They could have did that on purpose. No, nope, they did that on purpose. General Grievous chef bot. Trust me,
from a story writing perspective, everything's on purpose.
When
you watch a movie, especially like how the Disney movies have been lately in all of their genres, is like, if you see a dust of wind blow across the scene, it is on purpose. It has a reason. It's probably still blowing that leaf from Forrest Gump.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Jenna. It just popped in my head.
Jenna. I love you, Jenna. Why don't you love me? Speaking of Star Wars, man. Have you ever noticed? I mean, you watched Naruto. Last major death you saw was Jiraiya, right?
Yep.
That was the last major death you saw.
Pervy Sage.
But have you ever noticed the parallel? So, you know, Tobi Uchiha or whatever, like.
Yeah.
So, the young hero, Anakin, and Tobi Uchiha joined the dark side. Anakin becomes Darth Vader. Tobi becomes,
what was that group called?
The Akatsuki. But he was the puppet master behind the Akatsuki, but then Madara Uchiha was like the puppet master behind Tobi.
Okay, I was gonna say, I thought
right, but no, they joined the dark side to protect the people they love, Padme and Ren. Right, they betrayed their masters Obi-Wan and Minato, Naruto's dad.
Yeah,
and then they died. Padme and Ren died. So, and then they almost die. The rock on Obito's face, he gave the other eye to Kakashi. And then, you know, the flames, I have the high ground, blah, 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 blah. They fight their old master. Anakin fights, Anakin.
Tobi went back and fought the Yellow Flesh?
He went back and fought Naruto.
When did that happen? I want to watch that episode. Give me episode number.
Oh, it was like the day that Naruto was born. It was like the whole Nine-Tailed Fox like getting into him.
Oh, he was there for the... Okay.
Yeah, he was there. He was there. Like, Naruto... Like, as soon as Naruto was born, like, he almost died because they were like, he took control of the Nine-Tailed Fox, released it in the village, and his mom and dad fought him. But then the only way to seal the Nine-Tails was to put it into Naruto. God. Day one. Like... 30 minutes after being born.
Well, there you have it.
Then they get a new master. Anakin went with...
I have a new master now.
Yep, he went with the Emperor. And Obito went with Madara.
Just edit that out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I burped. We can't edit out. We're all grown here. Damn. So, he gets his new lightsaber. Obito gets the Sharingan again. Their ultimate weapon. What was Darth Vader's ultimate weapon? The Death Star. What was Obito's and Madara's ultimate weapon? The infinite Tsukuyomi in the moon. But then, there's a child of prophecy. Luke and Naruto. Led by a green master. Yoda and the frog that taught Naruto.
Man.
The parallels between Naruto and Star Wars. I'm just like, wait a damn minute. Why?
So who was out first?
Who?
Naruto or Star Wars?
Hamlet was. It's all Hamlet.
There we go.
You know, Shakespeare, right? Lion King also. Like, there's so many, like, stories based off of like Hamlet and the Lady in the Water, Merlin, the Lady of the Lake. There we go, the Lady of the Lake, and all that jazz. Excalibur, like all those old stories just keep getting retold, but like everybody takes a direct spin on it. Attack on Titan. Look at World War II, and you'll see some Attack on Titan parallels. Anyway, I'm not wrong.
what's the beef? He's out of line. He's not wrong.
Oh yeah, with Sam and Zemo.
Yeah.
Oh man. So yeah, I was just reading over that, and I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. They didn't go crazy until as soon as a loved one dies. That's just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go be evil. Screw it.
Well, I mean, I get it. You know, like, if you're doing everything with a purpose for this loved one, once they're out of the picture, like, what matters at that point? Like,
yeah.
If that was your whole purpose,
they did go through it.
He had a cave dropped on him, Toby. Right?
I mean, Anakin was burning in lava, like, you know,
cut in half
by your best friend,
burning lava
by your best friend, man. It all happened.
He told him he had the high ground.
Obito definitely did not have the high ground. Damn it. See, that's the difference. You just gotta stand on a ledge somewhere and wait, and then attack.
Good gracious.
As bodacious. Oh, sorry. sorry. So Moon Knight coming out soon, but sad news. Gaspard Ulliel passed away in a skiing accident.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
He won't even get to see a show.
Yeah, he's gonna miss the premiere. It looks like they did finish all the filming.
Yeah, all the filming is done, but it just sucks. Like, as an artist, like, you want to see your work.
Yeah. And also, as an artist, once Disney hires you,
you made it. You made it.
Yes. Like, you will be missed.
Yeah. And then speaking of more Disney Plus stuff, Disney stuff, so Shuri, that way Shuri is no longer on medical leave, and maybe we're going to see Wakanda Forever pick back up filming.
Yeah, they've had a lot of COVID problems just putting them back, but definitely excited to see Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
I still want some news on it. Who is the new Panther?
Like we said before, it's looking like M'Baku, but otherwise we still don't know. Maybe you know what? Screw it. Bring Killmonger back. I don't care. I mean, he was in What If. You know they did What If as like a pre, because we saw Shuma-Gorath in What If.
Yeah.
We see
the extra dimensional characters that are already showing up in the Doctor Strange.
And then
trailer.
Vision, and then we got WandaVision. I mean, we got WandaVision, and then we just got Vision again. So maybe Ultron is
and
coming
back. Spider-Man, I mean, No Way
White
Home.
Vision, White Vision. And then Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, that opened a lot up, because like what they explained was, when the spell went wrong, pretty much anybody who knew who Spider-Man was across the multiverse were coming into their universe. Mm-hmm. So there could be a universe where Killmonger knew who Spider-Man was, and he got pulled in. They didn't catch on to that. And then when they sent everybody else home, maybe he got left behind.
Just like the Venom.
Yeah, that's how Venom got it, because he has the access to the multiversal. How did he call it? Like, basically all the Venoms across the multiverse know everything together. They have a hive mind.
So
one Venom knows who Spider-Man is, all the Venoms know in any universe. So that's how he came in. And then apparently he left a piece of him as a parting gift.
For Andrew or Toby? No, that was for Toby.
Yeah. No. For Tom, ain't it? Toby already had his Venom.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, Eric from That 70s Show.
Yeah, he beat the brakes off of his Venom.
Blew him up. Blew him up.
That was
blew
horrible.
Him up.
That was like, you know, I just thought about that last Spider-Man movie. He had a going trend of blowing his villains up. You
really
that?
Did. Like, or, you know, throwing them in front of a plane and then melting them with water. Poor Sandman. Damn.
That's the thing about Sandman. He has yet to lose, really. Like, I mean, he lost a fight, but like, he got destroyed. Nobody has really like put him down.
No.
They've only slowed him down.
Yeah. Andrew Garfield has been confirmed to be in Morbius. It is, I mean, like, we touched on it before, but like, all speculation is over. Like, Andrew Garfield is a part of the cast of Morbius. And you know who else is? Oddly enough, Vulture. But he's not Vulture. I don't know what's going on.
The Multiverse of Madness. That's what's going on. But I'm happy to see that. That was my biggest complaint about the Venom movies. Like, what's Venom without a Spider-Man?
Yeah. So yeah, Andrew will be facing off against Venom at some point. Like,
I feel like it's
Tom
because
Hardy.
It's because
and
of what he
Garfield.
Said in the movie. That's why. Remember they were talking about the villains they faced? He was like, I faced a rhino in a mechanical suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like his villains have been lame. He hasn't fought any aliens.
Hasn't been to space. Nothing. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Do you think it's going to be Venom 3 or Amazing Spider-Man 3? They could go either way with the whole Andrew versus Venom thing.
What they should do is a two-part. Do like a Venom 3
setup movie,
and then, you know, somewhere towards the climax of that film, they cross paths, something happens, it leaves open-ended. Maybe Spider-Man has the Venom symbiote on his suit now. And then in the next Amazing Spider-Man 3, now he has the black suit, he's got to stop Venom, maybe some other villains are out. Cause Andrew, just, he needs his villain arc. They need some redemption.
They just need to bust open the Arkham Asylum and just bust open the Arkham Asylum in Andrew Garfield's universe and just let Spider-Man go. Just let him go at it. Oh man! But that being said, speaking of multiverse stuff, Hugh Jackman, Reed Richards. Let me pull this up real quick. So none of this is confirmed.
Rumors. But like, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine coming in the multiverse.
Right. America Chavez, Wong, Carl Mordo. We know that. We know
Mordo,
those.
Wong, and America Chavez. We know that.
Man, we got, you know, Hyperion possibly played by Henry Cavill, Reed Richards, Sue Storm, Johnny Storm. Possibly played by Chris Evans.
Again.
You know, might as well put Killmonger back in that. Jessica Alba, Sue Storm. Like, they literally put the...
I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for them to go back and tie in all the old movies.
Yeah.
Kill off the characters that you don't want. Yeah. And then recreate the ones that you need.
Logan, Wolverine. Let's see. X-23, the little girl.
Oh, man.
Possibly. Jean Grey, Magneto, Ian McKellen, young Magneto, young and old Patrick Stewart, not Patrick Stewart, Charles Xavier,
same thing, he's always Patrick
Mystique
Stewart to me.
With Jennifer Lawrence, Beast might be there, Storm might be there, Jubilee, Rogue.
A real Jubilee or that? Crappy Jubilee that was in almost every Fox movie, but you don't know it because they only mention her in credits, but she never uses her powers in the movie.
I don't know, man.
Jerks.
I don't know. Evan Peters, Quicksilver might be there.
I'm excited about it.
And Pietro might be there.
Pietro?
Both of them.
Hey, we need a showdown between the two.
Yeah.
You want to be Quicksilver? Fight to the death.
Right. Agatha Harkness might be up in there. Captain Marvel might be up in there.
You got to have a Captain Marvel in there.
Right. Darcy, of course. Billy and Tommy Maximoff.
Okay.
I mean.
Speed and Wiccan.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I expect to see those two.
Yeah, that's, if you're going to put Wanda in there, they have to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Tom Holland might be up in there. Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen might be in there.
Who we got playing? They got anybody rumored playing Gwen Stacy? The original?
Your girlfriend, Andrew's
girlfriend. Andrew's Gwen
Stacy? Yeah, Andrew's
okay.
girl. Yeah. Andrew and Toby, possibly. A fourth Spider-Man, possibly played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Maybe Spider-Man Noir?
Oh, you think it'll be Noir?
Yeah,
or
because
2099?
They already got Oscar Isaac as
2099. Yeah, they do have that already, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it going to be Spider-Ham?
It could be Spider-Ham. I don't know.
Nah, not Leonardo.
It is labeled as Celestial Iron Man, played by Tom Cruise.
No.
Is labeled Celestial.
So they're going to do like a superior
Iron Man. The blue suit.
Yeah,
blue
the
suit.
Silver blue suit. Yeah, where he could fly through space with that suit.
And now here's the part that I'm like, ing at. Both Hulks. Both of the old Hulks.
The old Hulks?
Yeah, Edward Norton and Lou.
What about Monica Rambeau? You think she'll be in it? She's last seen with the Skrulls, so she's...
Yeah, that's Secret Invasion material. That's Ms. Marvel material.
You think so? Yeah, okay.
Monica ain't going to be there for a while. I don't think they have a real need to bring Monica in this.
Need? It's not about a need. Did you see her power set in WandaVision?
I
want to see that. That's crazy.
She ain't got beef with Wanda. She got beef with Captain Marvel. Clearly, she has beef. They didn't really explain it in WandaVision, but yeah, she got beef with Captain Marvel for some reason. And I hope we see it in the
Marvels. If you're going to have Captain Marvel in there, she had to show up and, you know, throw some punches. That's a never-ending fight, though. You have two people that use cosmic power that can also absorb energy. How do you end that fight?
Shang-Chi.
Oh.
Throw the rings on him. Shut up. Your powers are mine now. Infinity
That's
Stones?
That's not how the rings work.
Look. That dude was alive for thousands of years. Millions and billions and billions of years. Okay.
I don't think that's how the rings work, though.
I don't know. They were made by the cosmic energy. I think cosmic energy outtrumps a single Mind Stone. The Space Stone and the Mind Stone for Wanda and Vision.
And then Monica was like, I don't know. Hers is kind of
a byproduct of the Mind Stone.
No, she needs a movie. Because, like, there's hints that she had power before she went into Wanda City.
I mean, the second Big Bang. That's what they said. Like, when
so
they crossed.
Snapback?
Yeah. I mean, being snapped into the Soul Stone, one, and then passing through a technical, quote unquote, second Big Bang. Twice? She passed through that barrier twice.
Why has nobody made the meme of that Ja Rule song? Like, what do you do when they snap at you? We go snap back.
Didn't 50 Cent buy... There was one concert Ja Rule had, and 50 Cent bought, like, the first 50 row of tickets.
Oh.
So he'd be almost pretty much performing to an empty crowd, because 50 Cent just does.
That sounds like some 50 Cent.
Yeah, it does. But anyway, damn, 50 Cent. And then, you know, Blade with Ali.
Yeah. So do we think they're going to introduce Blade as an interdimensional hero?
I mean, maybe. I mean, he already
got
bit by Morbius.
Because we're pretty sure it's going to be Ali playing him. Mm. So, like, do you think, like, all right, he's bit by Morbius, which means that's the Andrew
That's
universe.
Andrew's universe.
He's already seen him in Eternals. Well, not seen him, but heard him in Eternals. So that's the main universe.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be in the multiverse. No telling where he's going to be there.
Over here now.
So, like.
I
think that'd be cool to have him, like, you know, show up in multiple universes. But you just got to explain how he's traveling between them.
I'm going to blame Doctor Strange. I feel like Doctor Strange would already know about Blade.
You would think so. But still, at the same time, if you watch the old Wesley Snipes Blade movies, he was very, very low-key. Because, mm-hmm. for the most part, he only killed vampires, which turned into dust after they were dead. So none of his kills could be confirmed.
And Ryan Reynolds was there with him.
Yeah, he only went after them. He wasn't out shopping for groceries. Like, you never saw him in public. Like, he was only about his mission. So, like, he could have went unnoticed for a long time.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of things, like, blip on Doctor Strange's radar. Because even when Thor and Loki had been on the planet for, like, looking for their dad for, like, 3 minutes, and Doctor Strange clocked them.
Well, that's because Loki, like, after the attack on New York, you know what I mean? He would have
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
That's probably what put
him
on him. Yeah, that's what put him on Doctor Strange's radar. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Blade never leaves a scene. Like, he never leaves anything behind to be found. And then, like,
oh, this his, dust is here. What is this? Like,
the maid hasn't been here in months. What's going on? Oh, no. Superman, he not here.
Superman, no. No, no. Vampire Blade, he not here.
He not here, no.
Doctor Strange is like, well, all right. Man.
Speaking of Doctor Strange and portals, after finally seeing Spider-Man, Ned's going to be evil.
Oh, he's totally the Hobgoblin.
Oh, my gosh.
And he forgot who he is.
Yes.
And the best friend always turns evil.
And he has the magic. And, like, oh, no. He was always the guy in the chair. So he's going to be able to
Yeah, like he definitely has hobgoblin potential. Like that, he's yes, they have, and the high school colors, blue and yellow. Isn't that suspicious? That's very suspicious.
Coincidence?
I think not. I want to watch the. I want to rewatch The Incredibles. That was a good movie.
That was an incredible movie.
Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leaving Powers of the Dark.
So Spider-Man can do it? Did they tell Andrew Garfield he was amazing? Like, they can do it, but...
No.
I had to explain it to my girlfriend.
You're not being paid to do it.
Like, every little under joke that they did, I had to explain to her. It was like...
Oh,
he's
back.
It was like, you're amazing. It was like, that's because he's from his face in Spider-Man. My back! I was like, that's because Tobey Maguire actually hurt his back filming that movie. Oh, yeah, that was like...
Yo. Okay, so Doctor Strange went and captured the lizard, right?
Yeah.
Why did Doctor Strange look beat the hell? He got the lizard, like, it was not an easy fight.
No shit. Like, all right, so this is what you got to think about. When Spider-Man is fighting, he has the Peter Tingle to help him out. Doctor Strange don't have that. And he went in the damn subways to find this guy.
Ambushes for days. It's like fighting Killer Croc in Arkham Asylum. The first time, the first playthrough, you're like, but no, like the lizard definitely like got some good hits in because Doctor Strange's face was scratched up. Like he was like panting when they came to that cave.
And that's why he was like, now Scooby-Doo the rest of this shit.
Like, he's like, I ain't dealing with none of this shit no more. Y'all gotta do this. I ain't going there.
I deal with demons and extra-dimensional characters. I'm not dealing with no scientists. That turn himself into
that
a
scientist fucked me up. I'm a doctor.
Like, I am a doctor that performs magic.
And then he goes, well, you know, your wounds would have healed already if you were a lizard. Shut up! Shut your ass up! Your evil plan was to turn the city into lizards.
He said, I can fix you. Like, let me guess. Is fixing me turn me into a lizard?
Yeah, actually.
You'd be a lizard.
How did you know? I like simple villains. I am lizard. Everybody lizard. It'll be great for everybody. Everybody was a lizard. I'll tell you what.
You don't get a choice. Just be a lizard.
And then the lizard people from, you know, uptown New York have to fight the mole people. Are the lizard people? Oh my God. You know, the Illuminati. Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
What if this has already happened? The lizard people that are in the Illuminati. You know what? Let me stop talking. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. More. I was going to go a different direction. Let's keep it in the TV genre.
Oh, okay.
So the lizard people that Santo killed in the last episode, they were from a planet where the doctor was successful at turning the host. Everybody into lizards.
Oh, my God. See? Man.
Yeah, now the Wookiees have to rip their arms off.
Damn.
But it'll grow back, apparently.
Yeah, it'll grow back. Mm. I'm just saying. Lizard Man had a spot on. He was like, you know what? I mean, I really wish I had my arm back. How can I do this? Man, I have the cure-all for everything, but they won't let me do it. I'll do it myself. That was his plan. That was his plan.
My thing is that gets me about the Spider-Man villains. All of them were scientists. Like, every single one of his villains is smart, except Sandman. But, like... Yeah. He wasn't really a villain. He was kind of just there.
He got transformed into Sandman because of scientists.
Yeah. But what I mean is, like, Jamie Foxx's character actually worked on projects dealing with
Oscorp
organic energy and fell into the bat of eels.
Yeah. Scientist.
as Toby said, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll kill life up.
Sprinkle a little radiation here, a little... wrong lever turned here, and then, bam, super villain.
But yeah, like I said, that was him. Then, it shows how easily Iron Man could have been a villain. Because then Doc Ock, he was doing the same thing Iron Man was doing. He was trying to give the world free energy.
Yeah.
And look what happened to him. And then the Goblin, I don't know, depending on which Goblin you're watching, because I get Toby's and Andrew's mixed up. But both of them dying from a disease and got the super serum to help themselves live.
Oh, Andrew's... like the Green Goblin, like the Norman Osborn,
yeah,
Andrew Garfield, that one died.
Yeah, but that was old.
And then Harry Osborn became the Green Goblin.
Yeah, and took the formula.
And Toby just had to deal with two Green Goblins.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And that mug, good gracious, William Dafoe.
He was a menace. He's just punching him in the face. He's laughing in his face. Every punch. And then he just fucking Batista bombed him through four floors while the lizard was outside waiting. Like, and then Jamie Foxx is like, no, I'm good. Doc Ock and Jamie Foxx are like, you know what? We're good.
I think that's my favorite part of the movie, with Jamie Foxx is like, I was in the grid. I was over on it. Damn, I was about to die.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they all realize, like, oh, I was about to die. Hey, me too. And the Sandman's like, I just want to go home.
I wasn't about to die.
I made peace.
I robbed the base and got all the money I needed to save my daughter, and I didn't die. I made peace with Spider-Man for killing his Uncle Ben. I'm good. I'm going home. I fixed my own timeline. I'm going to go to the beach with my daughter and build amazing sandcastles. What is wrong with you?
Oh, man. Good old Spider-Man villains. Can't get enough of them. Or too many of them. Who knows?
Oh, man.
So, Peacemaker came out.
Yeah.
I saw the first episode, and John Cena has a lot of range. I'll give him that. First of all, his father is the Red Dragon, which was huge in the 60s and 70s, and he's extremely racist, and that's all I have to say about Peacemaker's father.
All I have to say about that.
Yep. But the show itself, I mean, James Gunn, Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor, Love, and Thunder, is him doing Peacemaker. It's really funny. And he picked, like, with the Suicide Squad, he picked the right person to, like, you know what? Let's continue this and put it on HBO and make a lot of money. And he picked John Cena and rolled with it. And it's great so far. Waller is there.
Does he still have the bomb in his head?
Yes, he still has the bomb in his head. But he's being directed by a different team. Waller isn't, like, as hands-on. Waller's daughter is there. Trying to somewhat keeping the reins on him and whatnot. I like it so far.
In the Suicide Squad, it ended with him in the hospital bed, and they were.
Yeah.
Does it pick up like right there?
It picks up right there. Him getting out of the hospital, it goes from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had to check it out.
Yeah. I just gotta renew my HBO subscription. But.
So what are the side characters we see coming in? Like.
Vigilante is there. Just Vigilante. That's his name.
Vigilante.
That's Peacemaker's sidekick. Oh, and he has a pet eagle. America. Pretty neat. Like, the episode ended with him hooking up with this chick, and then this chick turning into some type of like monster-esque thing. You ever see the real life Scooby-Doo movie? And then people, like Shaggy's girlfriend, like turned into a monster and got really strong and scraggly and demon-like. Yeah, the hooker like turned into one of those, and he's like, well, I guess I better see what they wanted to ask me to go on this mission about, because that was strange.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty neat so far. It's funny. It's a fun ride, like nonstop action. I mean, there's a little bit of talking.
Did he ever get his mountain of...
No. He did not. He was talking mad crap about Idris Elba's character.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah, then he, you know, we found out he was scared of rats, and so we put him in a box full of rats. And then his dad was like, don't tell me this was the guy that shot you and put you in the hospital. And then he was just like, I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was like, and his dad was like, so wait. So there was a shark that was on land? Yes. There was a shark. It's great.
Oh, man.
So far, I'm enjoying it. It's a fun ride for everybody involved. Yay. So, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick roll. All right. I'm going to take you back to Hawkeye Elevator. Yelena is in there. Kate Bishop is in there, right?
Okay.
Now, Daredevil is in there. Captain America is in there. Deadpool is in there. Wolverine is in there. Tom Holland is in there. Who's walking out of that elevator alive?
Oh, man. So we, like, what's the psyche? What's the purpose? Like, do we have the heroes working together?
Oh, no. They were.
Everybody just wants to kill everybody.
Something popped off. Like, they're all on their way to kill Hawkeye, and they all want the bounty. Like, who's walking out of that elevator?
This is my thing. Like, if you know the comics, like I know it, when Spider-Man and Wolverine actually meet in the comics, Wolverine kind of just takes a big brother role to Spider-Man, so he always looked out for Spider-Man. So they kind of, you know, team up under normal circumstances.
Hates Deadpool. But Deadpool loves Spider-Man for some reason.
But honestly, if we're going off like the TVs and the movie canon right now,
right?
Honestly, Daredevil's walking out of there, man.
Really?
Yeah. And we got Netflix Daredevil. He's coming out of there.
Wolverine and Deadpool.
Did you see him catch that brick?
Spider-Man.
All right, because that's the thing I had explained to my girlfriend too. When they threw the brick through the building in the Spider-Man movie, and Daredevil catches it,
and Tom was still flinching. Yeah,
like Tom was like maybe a second or a half a second behind him. Like, yeah, he had a spider sense, but he's not as quick as Daredevil. That boy, woo! Because they say Daredevil, like he dodges bullets because he can sense your heart rate and pretty much tell before you pull the trigger. He can feel when you're gonna. So, like, yeah, the very few people are going to get a hit off him. What it would take is for the elevator to be so small that Wolverine with his claws out can reach both walls, and he just puts him out and spins in a circle.
Like, you can't duck. Like, nobody thought to duck.
Like if Wolverine just does a P90X workout in there.
Oh, my God.
That's what it would take. Like,
damn.
Because Wolverine can be knocked out.
Yeah, he can be knocked out.
You don't have to kill him, so. Like, I can see Daredevil taking a Deadpool. Lot of them out.
Yeah. I mean, you think Yelena is going to... Daredevil beats Yelena. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, almost all of them are going to walk out of the elevator. Let's put it that way. But Daredevil's going to walk out first. Daredevil's going to get the contract, is what I'm saying. Like, he's going to get out there and get the contract first.
You think Daredevil can take Hawkeye?
Daredevil could take Hawkeye? Yes.
Okay.
Hawkeye is not... Like, Hawkeye is formidable. But, like, he's not... Like, he didn't have radioactive chemicals dumped on his head. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, they'll do it.
Like, what I mean is, like, he's a little bit outclassed. Like, within the class of human beings, there's nobody that really could touch Hawkeye. But when you add in, like, these extra powers that Spider-Man, Wolverine, and
Deadpool,
Daredevil have.
Captain America.
Deadpool. Captain America. Like, he's not matching that level, really.
Yeah.
Neither is Yelena. Like, they're both... powerful, like in the real world, like if they existed,
they're the Krillin.
Outside on our,
they're the Krillins of the MCU.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Now, if one of them could pull up, if Hawkeye has the correct trick arrow, he might be the one. Like, that might do it. Just bust out a stun arrow, stun everybody, walk out.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is he in the elevator? They're out to kill him.
Yeah, they're walking out the elevator to go kill him. Yeah. Wait, I just thought about something. Outside of the quick draw, I just thought about something.
Okay.
Is the Green Goblin serum stronger than the Captain America serum?
I think so.
Yeah?
That's how they usually play it. Just like the Abomination serum is stronger than Captain America serum.
Yeah.
But you saw what it did to his psyche.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. There's a balance in there. Like, if it's like the stronger serums tear up their psyche and they just go crazy. But speaking of Hawkeye, one thing I just caught right before I came here, I just realized Kingpin from the Netflix series is Sugar Water from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that got his body snatched.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was him.
I'm sorry, Sugar Water.
And Will Smith is like, no, no, giant cockroach. Nope, get out of here. Get out of here. Man, they need to put Will Smith somewhere in the MCU.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Let him stay as Hancock. He's okay.
Deadshot.
Just because, like, I don't know. He's the same reason I don't want to see The Rock in the MCU. They're the type of actors and characters that have to have the scene. They have to steal the show. And the MCU is built on a balance. Like, you have Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Pratt.
Tom Holland.
Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. You got all the Toms, all the Chris's. But what I mean is, like, they have, like, huge name actors, and they can put them all in a movie together, and it's about the scene, not about them individually.
Right.
And The Rock and Will Smith, they struggle
just,
with that.
Just make it about themselves. Yeah, yeah. I can see that. I can totally see that, actually.
But, yeah. Mm. I'm going to go with Daredevil walking out of the elevator.
All right, cool, cool.
So, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Pa-choom, quick draw.
Ka-chow. Ka-chow. Yeah.
You know how I like to do verses.
Oh, jeez.
One-on-one verses.
All right.
So.
Here we go.
Earlier, I asked you if you saw Lady in the Water.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a character in there who has one strong arm.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? Yeah. So, we got him versus Quagmire right after you discovered the internet.
Oh, my God.
He went in a fight.
Listen, the thing is, I know the exact episode you're talking about.
So they just walk out and they just bump to each other on the street
and just arm wrestle.
It's just on.
First of all, has Quagmire disinfected his hands? I'm not arm wrestling that. Anyway, all right. So I don't know. I mean. Clearly, both have endurance. you know, they stuck to a schedule. Oh, God, I gotta give it to Quagmire.
He got better technique.
I'm giving that to Quagmire. Final answer. We're done with that. God, moving on. Oh, man. What do you think would happen if the Venom symbiote got onto the Silver Surfer and then wanted to fight Thor in an Iron Man suit? You think Thor? Well, no.
Why would Thor? Well,
just a little bit of extra protection. He would want to be precautious.
What I mean, like, if you add it all up, because if you saw what happened in Endgame. Where Thor kind of just charged Iron Man's suit to attack Thanos. So, yeah, that could level him up a lot.
Yeah.
So,
like, yeah, the Venom symbiote and the Silver Surfer, I wouldn't want to put cosmic energy into a Venom symbiote. Like, that just seems, like, bad for everybody.
The thing about Venom is, like, there's very few people that's beat him in a straight up fight.
Right, right. Even like
he only loses when someone figures out his weakness to Sound of Fire.
Right.
Like, but like punches, I haven't seen anybody beat him like punch for punch.
Imagine Venom being able to phase through walls. Oh, be terrifying.
Oh man. And then he can fly now because he got on the Silver Surfer.
Yes, it's Venom on a surfboard. Because Null, the king of the symbiotes. Created that sword that could kill Celestials. So, and he absorbed a little bit of Celestial energy. So, we already know the Venom symbiotes have a little bit of compatibility with Celestial energy.
Yeah.
So the Silver Surfer being the herald of the Galactus, definitely cosmic energy all over the place. Thor, Norse mythology, but the Stark technology.
Hmm. But, I mean, it kind of goes back to the... The Iron Man / Batman syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Got a tool for everything. Did Iron Man have the information that he needed to prepare Thor's suit ahead of time?
Iron Man met up with Phastos from the Eternals, and they worked it all
out.
Yeah,
that's over. It's over.
Paperboy. This is what you got to do. Because Phastos could tell you. Phastos is the ultimate dude in the chair.
The catch about Phastos, though, because you always have that. Like, you had Iron Man 3, where he kind of made his weapons from scratch. And then you had Rocket. He was a little bit faster at it. Like, you see Rocket put some shit together on the spot. Yeah. And then Fastos was like, you know what? I don't even need scraps. I'll just make it out of thin air. So, like, you had Fastos in the mix.
Oh,
like,
my
that
God.
Tech is crazy.
If Iron Man, Rocket, Fastos, and Hulk got together, they could solve everything. And Reed Richards. They would be able to solve everything. And then Vision on the back, they're like, hey, guys, are we doing this ethically? So they don't go down the whole Illuminati path. They need Vision.
Vision's... Man, I hope White Vision kind of rewrites Vision a little bit. He was too soft.
He was soft.
I have an equation. I was watching Civil War.
Damn it.
Shut up. Damn equation. But like, no, like, he was always too soft. And then how he became distracted and all kind of like, I need
Wanda. No, he could have took Wanda out. Because Wanda wasn't strong back then.
Yeah.
At that point in Civil War. Like, Vision and Thor were the strongest two people in the building.
But the thing is, and they kind of touched it on WandaVision a little bit, and I think they're going to go into it a little bit more as her story goes, but she has a kind of link with the Mind Stone.
That
link just gave her power over Vision. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't like, if you watch that scene in Civil War when she takes Vision down, the first thing she did was she attacked his Mind Stone with her magic. And made him let go of Hawkeye. Mm. And then she pushed him to the ground. And yeah, he wasn't really fighting back, but at the same time, I don't think he could have if he wanted to. She had control of the Mind Stone. Like,
fair enough.
He doesn't even understand. You're a freaking robot.
Actually,
you're a computer, and you didn't spend some time to figure out what this thing in your head actually does.
What's the timeline for Hulk Snap? WandaVision was like, what, 3 weeks later after the events of Endgame?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. When were the events of No Way Home? Iron Man had just died.
Yeah, that was way.
Way after?
Yeah, that was like way
do
after
you think
Iron
White,
Man. Because even Spider-Man Far From Home was after Iron Man died.
And after WandaVision. Okay. But do you think White Vision... Do you think Doctor Strange's spell worked on Vision? Because he said living creature.
He is living.
Is he though?
What defines life?
A lot. but at the end of the day, he's a walking Mindstone. At the end of the day. With a little bit of
what,
like,
is in White Vision? I just thought about it because the Mind Stone's gone.
Yeah, the Mind Stone is gone.
He's just a
but machine. he's just a robot
full of memories.
Full of memories of old Vision who knew who Peter Parker was. So
was
do you
my
think
too,
White man. Vision knows still knows him?
But that's like saying if MJ checked her call and text history.
Why do I call this person a lot? Let me call him and
see. Wait
a minute.
I text him that I love him. I meet with him a lot. He's going to swing me through the city. He must be Spider-Man. what's his name? The news reporter. Jonah Jameson,
yeah.
Yeah, like, could he just, like, rebroadcast that message again after everybody forgot? Just put them on blast again.
And Doctor Strange just like erase all records.
He tried to make us forget. I still have the tape. He's a menace. He's a menace.
Oh, man. Talked a lot about Spider-Man today.
Yeah, we did.
Spider-Man heavy episode. Chris, you got anybody for our... not quick draw.
Do you have another quick draw?
No, I don't. Okay. Chris, you got anybody for our comic relief?
Comic relief for the day. I'm going to Radioactive Spider Dude.
Green.
Yeah. Pretty cool. He just started a YouTube channel. You can find him on Instagram under Fred_Jensen_3rd. And it's Fred F-R-E-D. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. Mm-hmm. And the third is the three eyes. Not a number three.
The three-eyed raven.
Yeah, the Roman third. Yeah. But yeah, you check him out. He's all about Spider-Man. Really cool stuff.
Spider-Man.
He has a Spider-Man double video that is really cool with him interacting with himself.
So, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Spider-Man, check them out.
Cool beans, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe. With my co-host, Chris.
Hey, remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band, producer.
One, two.